The man finally introduced himself as Honorable Scythe Faraday.
I did a report on Faraday for school once, Ben said,
his voice cracking only once.
You picked a pretty cool scientist to name yourself after.
Scythe Faraday smiled.
I like to think I chose an appropriate patron historic. Like many scientists, Michael Faraday was underappreciated in his life. Yet our world would not be what it is without him.
I think I have you in my Scythe card collection, Ben went on. I have almost all the Mid-American Scythes. But you were younger in the picture.
The man seemed perhaps 60, and although his hair had gone gray, his goatee was still salt and pepper. It was rare for a person to let themselves reach such an age before resetting back to a more youthful self. Citra wondered how old he truly was. How long had he been charged with ending lives? Do you look your true age, or are you at the far end of your time by choice? Citra asked.
Citra!
Her mother nearly dropped the casserole she had just taken out of the oven.
What a question to ask!
I like direct questions,
the scythe said.
They show an honesty of spirit.
So I will give an honest answer.
I admit to having turned the corner 4 times. My natural age is somewhere near 180, although I forget the exact number. Of late, I've chosen this venerable appearance because I find that those I glean take more comfort from it.
Then he laughed.
They think me wise.
Is that why you're here? Ben blurted. To glean one of us?
Scythe Faraday offered an unreadable smile.
I'm here for dinner.